This is John Rutherford, and I'm the host of the Recollections and Connections audio recording project. Today, March 2nd, 2010, we're talking with Frederick Grant. And what do we want to talk about today?
Well, I want to tell a story of what happened to me when I was in the Air Force over in Turkey 50 years ago. Well, you have to build up a background of the Turkish people before you can ever tell this story. The thing is, you're either really rich or you're really poor over there. And another thing, they do not make cars in Turkey. The guys took two-year, three-year-old cars over there and sold them for $50,000 in Turkish money, and they had to convert it for it to come home. So here's the deal. They call their nightclubs pavilions. And one night we was walking, and we walked into this pavilion, and two young boys come up to us. It seemed just like American boys. And so they said, would you come with us? So we went with them. We got outside, and there was a brand-new pickup. So we got in the pickup and we drove the 30 miles out to the base. And so we invited them into the dormitory and we sat there and talked. And everybody seemed to know what was going on. So everybody was happy. And they said, well, we're going to have to go now. And I said, well, we'll see you around town because it's just, you know, there's only one town outside the base. And you always seen everybody every day. Well, the thing was, the next day we never saw these people. And I thought about it and thought about it. I said it was probably angels that saved our life. The Muslims are going to knife us that night, they told us. And they saved our life. So I thought that was a pretty good deal. Well, anyway, that's my story. And if you understand Turkey, you'd know that that was a real miracle. And I thank God for it.
How long did you serve in Turkey?
18 months. I was there before they ever built the base. And they didn't even have refrigeration or anything when we first went over there, or any telephone or any TV or radio or anything. It was kind of an isolated area. And for Christmas, Bob Hope came over there, so you can imagine how bad the deal was. He was there Christmas Day. So we got to hear Bob Hope, and we was really in a resort. We was really in a restricted area, kind of. We didn't have much to do with anybody, but they did build the base, and when they built the base, the boys drove us out there. And I thank God that my life was saved because of these two boys, which I thought was angels.
That's a terrific story.
You like that story?
Thank you, Everett. Whoops.
You like that story?
Recorded as part of the Springfield Green County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.